You're listening to SBS News.
A massive downpour has not stopped more than 100 people turning up to today's Mass. As they sing gospel hymns, water drips down through the blue tarpaulin that's held up by bamboo poles in the middle of the forest. Sunday school teacher Resmiati says it's not the ideal place to worship.
There is rain, lots of mosquitoes that disturb us, and in the dry season there is lots of dust. We have to tell the children to be calm and not kick up all the dust. It really distracts the kids during Sunday school. We just have to tell them to be focused.
Aceh is the only province in Indonesia that has introduced Sharia law. They were given the right to do so under a peace deal that ended a long-running separatist conflict. The minority Christian and Buddhist community in Aceh were promised that their religious rights would continue to be respected. But Christian leaders here say that it's now impossible for them to get permission to build churches under regulations that were introduced in 2016. The law requires communities to get the support of at least 100 non-Christian people in the area before they can build a church. The local regent, Dul Masrid, admits that makes it very difficult.
I am sorry to say, but we are Muslims. And under our Islamic law, it's haram to support the building of another faith's place of worship. Why? It's seen as a sin. It's like they themselves are building the church.
Boaz Tumangir, who runs the local interfaith group, says the national government needs to step in as this breaks the country's pluralist constitution. Indonesia, once known for its moderate Islam and multi-faith society, has seen growing intolerance in recent years. The Setara Institute, that documents cases of religious discrimination, says in the last 12 years, 200 churches across Indonesia have been shut down. With no hope of rebuilding her church, Mentina Barutu's community are preparing to celebrate Christmas in their tent church in the forest.